What about another part of the body, this part of your leg right here?
Thigh.
Okay. You ever heard it called your hunkers?
No.
Hadn't heard that?
Mm-mm.
Or he had to hunker down so I couldn't see you?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What about this expression? Talking about somebody who's been sick, you might say, well, so-and-so's been sick. He's up and around now, but he still looks a little bit...
pale or out of it or something.
Okay. You ever heard peaked used?
Yeah, I've heard that, peaked.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about a man who's very muscular, he can lift heavy weights. I wonder if Bud is coming around. He can lift heavy weights. You say he's mighty
strong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're talking about a man who always has a smile on his face. Easy to get along with. You'd say he's mighty
friendly or nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or a boy who, when he reaches a certain age, when he's growing up, he always stumbles over things and trips over his own feet.
Clumsy.
Okay. Would awkward do there?
Yeah.
You could say
awkward.
Mm-hmm. What about a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You say, well, so and so is just a plain
idiot.
Okay. Anything else there that would work?
He's just a dummy, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. What about something like, well, he's just a plain fool, don't play
anything? Yeah, fool, I say that a lot.
As far as you're concerned, would that be a strong thing to say about somebody if you call him a fool?
It's pretty strong. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people use it casually, you know.
Have you ever heard anything those people say, well, you shouldn't use that word for such and such reason?
Yeah. It's like something bad in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You call your brother a fool or something.
Yeah.
You're going to hell or something.
If you call somebody a turkey, what would that mean?
They're just real, they're just a lot of fun and silly. I don't know.
It's not necessarily something bad to say about if you go on a turkey.
I wouldn't think so.
You ever hear people use the word nerd?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They're just real. I don't know. They're just peculiar, kind of weird.
And you call them a
nerd.
And the other one was a
turkey.
Yeah. Do you ever use those words?
Not much, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a person who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it? You'd say he's a...
He's tight.
Mm-hmm. Or if you had to use a noun, he's just an old...
penny pincher or something like that.
Okay. Tightwad?
Yeah, tightwad.
Okay. Say if I use this word, talk about somebody and say, old so-and-so is just as common as she can be. What would that mean to you?
Just plain old everyday person. I mean, just...
average or ordinary?
Yeah.
Okay. Would it ever mean anything bad? She's a common girl?
Well, yeah.
How, exactly?
Well, she's just... easy to pick up, I reckon.
Of low morals,
yeah.
Or something like that? What about this expression? It's talking about an older person, maybe in his 90s, but he's still able to look after himself and cook for himself and all that. You might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty.
Mm-hmm.
He's still able to do a lot of things and get out and around and all that.
Surprise.
Yeah, okay. That this word, say if the children are out late at night and mother might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I just can't help feeling a little
worried.
Uh-huh. Or you might